Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seemingly every legislature, every session, at the federal level, we have a debate on guns, on safety, mental health. What is the appropriate way to approach this? What is over the top? And that continues in Minnesota. Last night in the House, on a 68-64 vote, the House approved a proposal would require gun owners to lock, unload, or store a firearm when it's not in their possession after a heated debate. You had one Democrat join Republicans. The author of the bill, Representative Jamie Becker Finn, said this: "We keep our guns locked up. It's kind of simple, really. I think a lot of gun owners do the same." A lifetime hunter and the lead author of the bill told her colleagues. She continued, "The leading cause of death of a child in this country is guns. And as a parent and a gun owner, I'm not okay with that. None of us should be okay with that." Our next guest is Representative Krista Knudsen of Lakeshore. Part of what Representative Knudsen said is, "How ridiculous would it be to expect me to have my 9mm strapped to my hip as I'm enjoying some quality time with my little girls?" Let's continue the conversation with Representative Knudsen, who is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Do you believe, Representative, I thank you for coming on. Do you believe Do you believe there should be any adjustments from what is the law of the state now regarding storing your guns?
No, I really don't. We already have gun laws on the books that, you know, 609-666 that protects children. I think most, if not all, parents keep their guns, you know, as far out of harm's reach and don't let their kids have easy access to those. I think that this bill is just looking for a problem.
Well, I'm with you that most, but it's clearly not all, because we've had too many of these horrific stories where a remarkably irresponsible adult or a parent has been derelict and has allowed a child to have access, and something horrific should happen. Because we've had those, and they're the rarity. I mean, anybody saying this is regular is wrong, but they're the rarity. Do you think because of those rare circumstances, we should make some sort of adjustment?
I don't. Like I said, we already have statutes in place to address those situations and to address those very rare. You know, it's tragic. Nobody wants children to be harmed. But this bill, the way that this isn't going to help or fix any of those problems. We already have statutes on the books for that. And as a matter of fact, I think, if anything, this is going to make people less safe in their homes.
No, you keep going.
Sure. You know, one of the big really debated amendments that we had yesterday was an amendment A-10 by Rep. Franzen that would allow victims of stalking or harassment to continue to have their firearms readily accessible, easily accessible in their homes. And I don't know how long it was, hours, that we debated this. But by taking that freedom away from a victim of harassment or somebody with a restraining order, not only does it instill a lot of fear when that person is in their own home, but it does make them less safe. You know, I gave an example yesterday of how ridiculous is it that if this goes into effect, if this law is signed by the governor as is, literally I would have to have my gun strapped to my hip while baking chocolate chip cookies on a Saturday morning with my little girl. It's ridiculous to think that we would be having to carry around our guns in our own homes in order to have them easily and quickly accessible.
You're not going to do that, though, right?
I'm not going to do that. No, I probably will not be doing that.
So for someone who just philosophically looks at this, and mm-hmm. let's say they are someone who is not in the mind to say, I'm going to take away your guns. There are people out there, they're the rarity. I don't agree with them in any way.
Yeah.
But who looks at this and says, too many people who should not have access to a gun have access to it, that we have this issue throughout society,
sure.
Okay? And
yeah.
It's incredibly difficult to find a way that individuals like yourself who legally should have a gun, to not make it too cumbersome for you, but to make it incredibly difficult for the criminals, okay? And for people to say, while at the home, we're not saying you shouldn't have a gun, but why is a problem to have that gun locked up?
Sure. You know, I think that brings up a lot of great points, Chad. And, you know, last night we did have some success in passing legislation that would make straw purchases a felony, which after the incident in Burnsville on February 18th,
sure.
I mean, it's a fantastic move. I mean, that's great. It's been needed for years. But I think that what you just asked, I mean, that's the clear problem here is good people with guns aren't the problem. And that's who we're targeting with this kind of legislation. We're not following current gun laws and prosecuting criminals like we should be. You know, and as a matter of fact,
we should do both, all right? We can address the issues which are out there, but also look at laws, and if anybody's not enforcing them, they should be enforced. I never want to stop that. But can't we do both? So just philosophically, if someone says, one of your representatives comes up to you and says, Representative, I just think when I go to my house that I have legally acquired the gun, I've went through the safety, I did the protocols, everything you need to do, but I believe I should put my gun in a safe that either myself or the other adults have access. So if there are children there or others who don't know how to operate it, they will not have access to that gun.
Sure. Yes. And I think that a lot of people do that already, you know, but this law doesn't stop there. This law doesn't stop with children in the house. You know, we had representatives on the floor yesterday talking about being a single woman living by herself and keeps a gun in her nightstand next to her bed. Well, if this law as written goes into effect, if she gets up in the night to use the bathroom or get a drink of water, she's breaking the law because she's not within arm's reach of her weapon.
But nobody's going to enforce that, though, right?
But then why make the law? You know, then why make that law? If nobody's going to enforce it, then why are we trying to make that law?
Well, I get, and both sides can be very effective, no matter the issue, at looking at certain examples. And you pointed one, and it's a valid one to point out. But just the philosophical conversation of the individuals I know who are smart mm-hmm. gun owners, they always lock up their guns at home.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so, if we have the rarity, and again, it is a rarity. This isn't something that happens often. But this awful example happens.
Yeah.
The folks who are proponents of this are saying, let's have this law. You're saying, yep. as you did earlier, and I appreciate that, mm-hmm. that there are statutes on the law already. What do those Absolutely. Specific statutes say right now? So if I have a gun in my house and it turns yep. out kids have access to it and the authorities mm-hmm. find out about it and this doesn't pass because it still needs to pass the Senate, the governor would sign it. We both know that. If it gets there, he's going to yep. sign it. What would happen now, today, if I was in that example before this potentially becomes a law? How would I be punished now?
Sure. You know, I wish that I had statute 609666 in front of me right now. I can't, and I'm not a lawyer, so I can't tell you specifically what the crime is. I am just referencing back, and I could be wrong, but I think it is a gross misdemeanor currently under state statute if a child does have an accident. And, you know, I don't want to seem like unsympathetic at all. We heard some gut-wrenching stories yesterday that were complete tragedies, but every one of those situations would have already been covered under this current statute. You know, we already have ways to handle these things. And I do believe that most law-abiding gun owners are already locking up their guns when there's children in their homes.
Representative, I appreciate you coming on. I know things are really busy right
yeah.
now. I'm glad you gave your point of view. Yeah, and we'll reach out again.
Thank you so much, Chad. Appreciate the time.
Representative Krista Knutson, Republican out of Lakeshore, giving her side of this story. Listen, this show, like other shows, when horrific events happen, when it's a part of the conversation, have brought up guns, mental health, safety, as I said at the start. What is a fair, reasonable policy? What is a distraction? What is political grandstanding? Where do you stand on this? Do you believe the law in our state needs to be changed? And so the punishment is altered. And the representative is talking about the statute. The Democrats, because, again, this passed with all but one Democrat voting for. So 68-64, there was one Democrat from the Iron Range who voted against this. Do you believe the law needs to be changed for these rare and gut-wrenching circumstances? Or do you think in the attempt to try to prevent a tragedy, you were putting other gun owners' safety at risk? Because if somebody breaks in, you can't say, hold on, I need to get to my safe. What do you want to say? I'd love phone calls on this. I'd love texts also. I think it's the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Is that correct, Dave Harrigan?
That's what I've heard, yes.
Let's go. What's the number? I would greatly appreciate phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How good does he sound right here?
I'd stop into a lounge to see Frank.
Edgy.
Drink in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Might even buy him. No. I'd ask somebody else to get him a drink.
Yeah. I think I've smoked 3 cigarettes in my life. I feel like if I saw Frank, I'd want to smoke a cigarette, too.
Seems more like a cigar kind of thing.
Yeah? Okay. Representative Krista Knudsen, representing all the Republicans in the House and one Democrat, saying, no, we don't need to adjust the laws for the extremes. Like, a texter points out this. Proposed gun storage legislation should not be passed. The irresponsible and the incompetent people will still not take the precautions they should, and it takes away responsible gun owners' ability to decide for themselves regarding what they need to do to secure firearms. For me, I think there's some validity to this. I hate that gun owners have allowed children to die or to be injured in a way that their lives are never the same because they just left a gun by the pillow or in somewhere where a kid had access to it, playing a video game downstairs, whatever that might be. Just horrible, indefensible life on a deserted island. We never hear from you again. Okay? But let's say in a domestic situation where you are being stalked and a person has showed up at your place and you don't know when they might show up. Or, horrifically, someone breaks into your house. Where is that fine line? Where is that fine line that you are making sure that those who are young or for some reason intellectually incapable of understanding the power and the lethality of a gun and thus the access to it versus all this is happening so fast and the access you need for a gun? Where do you stand on this?
There's no right answer.
Yeah.
Of course there's not, because every situation is different.
Yeah.
The situation you describe, a domestic situation, it's real. It could happen.
It does happen.
It does, just like, you know, kids access a firearm that's been, you know, negligently taken care of, and they end up hurting themselves or each other or, you know, another child with it. They happen. They're not the norm. You know, it's rare for each of these situations.
Well, I would say this. I believe, and I want to hear what you say, and then we're going to get to calls and texts, a lot of people chiming in, that the amount of people who face break-ins and need to have access to the weapon in a quick fashion to save themselves and their family members, that happens much, much more often than someone allows a child or someone have access to a gun and harms themselves or kills themselves.
Yes. Do we know how many times a child has access to a gun and doesn't harm themselves? Or,
nope.
You know, the parent finds them with a gun before something horrible mm-hmm. happens.
Yep.
We'll never know. You know, I think both are rare instances, and I don't know how you get a law either way to say your gun has to be locked up at all times, or you can have access, you know, you can have your gun out of the safe loaded. It's guns, man. There's going to be no right answer when you're talking about something with the power of the firearm to both do, you know, what it can do to protect you in a situation and what it can do to absolutely destroy a life unintentionally.
Let's go to the calls here. Tim, you are listening to CCO. I appreciate you chiming in. Go ahead, Tim.
Say, thanks for, first off, Chad, for allowing a free comment here on this. I mean, this is a politicized issue, and we're so politically weaponized on so many issues nowadays and censored on them when you try and, you know, comment on the internet or something. But anyway, to the subject, I have to just about totally agree with your guest there that, you know, we have current laws governing this situation. And, you know, just sort of echoing what you have been saying, it's very, very difficult to deal with this sort of a tragedy when it does happen. And I think further legislation is just going to complicate the issue. So many people, I think the majority of people really, really are very careful with, you know, the safety issue and firearms. And when that one tragic thing does happen, it's just hard to deal with. There's no getting around that. But this is further legislation duplicating laws that already exist, just as a further infringement on our Second Amendment rights. It's that simple and plain.
Thank you, Chip.
Back to the basics.
I appreciate the phone call and the fact you listened. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Nate. And again, our guest was Representative Krista Knudsen. Again, this is almost completely Democrats one side, Republicans on the other. You did have one Democrat from the Iron Range who voted against the bill, 68-64 in the House. Goes to the Senate. Obviously, we know the Senate. You know, you have plenty of more conservative Democrats in the Senate. You have greater Minnesota Democrats, and you only have that one vote margin, and you have Senator Mitchell. So this is far from a done deal in the Senate. Go ahead, Nate. Thanks for calling.
I think the representative that you had on at the beginning was correct on this topic. The law that's already on the books, if a child, there's two different stipulations in that law. If there's a child under the age of 18 that can gain access to a firearm, that's a certain penalty. And a child under the age of 16, that's another penalty. And I believe that they're both, I think you can get charged more for a child under the age of 16. But it's involuntary manslaughter, at least. So there's already excessive laws, and you're going to prison for it if you allow access to a minor. So this is just adding to more things that I don't believe need to be added to.
But
I mean,
okay, so
if
let me...
you have a firearm, you should be trained in how to secure your firearm.
You should be.
Or you,
right. But unfortunately, some people don't. And again, it's a very small percentage, right? So if this is a duplicate, it's silly, right? We shouldn't duplicate laws. But just philosophically, do you think gun owners should be required to lock all of their guns?
Yeah, I have several firearms, and I keep all but my firearm that I use to defend my home locked up. So it's kind of a yes and no, because I have a large safe that holds many weapons. I'm not going to sit there and try to do the combination on that fire safe while there's an intruder in my home or something going on. That's crazy.
Thank
or
you, sir.
Trying to flip through keys to find one.
Yep. I appreciate the phone call, Nate. Thanks for listening. Let's get to a lot of text here, and I don't want to get too far behind with am I wrong, but this is a very important issue. A 31-year veteran here. I'm a responsible gun owner. Do not need the legislation to tell me how to do so. Do not impose legislation on the law-abiding public based on bad actors. The lawbreakers will not abide by it anyway. The same goes with banning weapons. More texts again at the stylesfinancial.com talking text lines. In fact, I'm just going to read texts until we take the break. Takes me 15 seconds on my handgun case under my bed in the dark. These are all BS excuses against this law. Chad, why can't a homeowner use mace instead of a gun if there's an intruder? This and other less lethal means are used in similar situations around the world, which saves human lives. I'm not going to tell Dave, someone, if an intruder breaks in and your life, your family's life in jeopardy, to say to said person, you only are allowed to use mace.
Yeah, no.
No, no way am I saying that. Our kids who are growing up and moved away and we do not have any other people's kids over us. So we live where we can legally walk my front door and blow a gun off. This law is trying to deny me quick access to our guns to defend our home and our property. Also, you never know, somebody might break into your house, creep into your bedroom, and trip over them when you wake up and trip over them. Trying to think what example they're alluding to right there.
Someone who's really bad at that.
That's correct. Absolutely no to the new safe storage law. There are already laws on the books. My house is my castle, and government should not tell anybody what they should do inside their home. Well, we can't go quite that far. I mean, we do have laws of protecting individuals who live within those laws and what you're allowed to do. To say you get to do no matter what in your home, no matter any extreme, we're not going to go that far. But does this go too far? Are we, again, with the gun debate? Because I think there's some validity to this on key issues. Are we taking the extremes and making a law where the extremists, the indefensible ones, won't adjust and where we're putting others' safety at risk? I personally think there's merit to a number of people who have stated that in phone calls and have offered up texts. My gut tells me this is not going to pass in the Senate, Dave. I think there are too many kind of blue dog Democrats, greater Minnesota Democrats, who aren't going to vote for it.
Yeah, I think the margin's too tight.
Yeah. And I think you should have quicker access to your guns. I really do. I think a lot of people have won me over in this conversation, you know, and I get it. Somewhere in the next, I don't know, 2 years, 2 days, we're going to have some horrifying situation involving a four-year-old. So we're going to put others at risk because of that four-year-old, a four-month-old. I would love to bring in this hypothetical that four-month-old back, but the law in the books isn't going to cause an irresponsible gun owner to change. Sadly, it's not. It's a 36 past two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fake news coming up. Okay. Amazing.
Why does it bother you so much?
Amazing. All right, what do you got, Mr. Amazing?
Can't just admit the truth. It's fine.
Yep.
Last weekend, Sunday is to be exact.
Okay.
At the Home Depot. Just getting some topsoil and some grass.
What are you doing at Home Depot? You're not really Mr. Home Depot.
Yeah, a couple bare spots in the lawn, just throwing some dirt down, some grass seed. We're trying to, you know, get
it. Are you available to come over to my place?
I could do some things for the right price.
Yep.
I'm a millennial. My price is $340
an
hour.
Can I stretch during this segment?
Stretch. Well, you've got a big tee time coming.
I do.
Big doubles match? Was that what we're going with?
No, just regular. The course is very wet. I was hoping maybe a helicopter would be brought out there to dry the course out.
That's tough.
Ooh.
Very tough.
Stretching my leg, and I felt something in my back. Probably not a good sign.
As I was picking up my my needed items, I look up and I see the sign. $5 for $10 bags of mulch. $5 for $10
You're preaching the choir, my man.
I mean, you can't pass up a deal that good. And I thought back to April 23rd of last year when we discussed this very similar issue, very same issue, I should say.
Yes.
And I thought we needed to start a new bit, Chan.
You asked for it. It's time for a classic Am I Wrong retro rant.
Oh, God.
For years, years and years and years, life in suburbia was great.
Best of
beautiful
Am I Wrong.
Gardens, beautiful decorative rock surrounding the little plants. Sometimes maybe it was just dirt. Dirt. We were happy with dirt. Dirt was fine. Then big mulch arrived.
Mulch arrived, yes.
Big mulch arrived with their bags and bags and dump trucks full of all that ground up wood crap. They said, you know, hey, you can just put this down
and play the whole thing.
All these different colors. It Smells lovely. It's
turn you
nice
down
and
right
light
now.
To move around the yard. And like
fades away about 2 days
rocks.
After you get it, too.
That's just
that was a
the
good
thing.
Point by me.
We weren't smart enough to ask. Is it going to stay that way? Because the answer would have been nope.
No.
It'll look like crap by June. It'll blow all around the yard and not be in the spot you want it. And guess what? You're going to have to buy more from us next year. Mulch, the greatest scam put on the American gardening public in the history of the American gardening public.
Just as true now as they were back then.
Jesus.
Words so accurate, you had to hear them again.
Oh, my God.
This has been an Am I Wrong retro rant.
I mean, it's a
Am I Wrong?
It's a debatable bit, and now we're doing the best stuff. I mean,
you're fully on board a little more than a year ago, Chad, as your tune changed on mulch.
Zero. It's a bit, and I fall for it.
I was the sucker of all suckers.
I fall for it.
$2 a bag. How can I not?
I'm addicted to the big mulch community. Brian, if you're listening, I know at some point you're going to come out and say, what do you think? Should we freshen it up with some mulch? You know what I'm going to say? Yes. And then about a week later, I'm going to look out when that mulch just was perfectly aligned, like George Toma had designed my house. The coloring's going to change. It's going to be scattered.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm going to be saying? When should I get some more mulch? When? How did people text me at 651-461-9226? How did you cut the cord? Not from Bally's. Not from the Twins, not from meth, but from big mulch.
We'd love to get away, wouldn't we?
It sucks me back in.
I know. It's
it
a big
just
commitment.
Does it. And by the way, how small was your bag? Five for mulch is expensive. What kind of mulch were you getting?
I got the Scotts, baby. I got the good stuff.
$2 a bag?
Oh, yeah. Not anymore. You had to be at the depot for that deal.
I don't think you were at the right Home Depot. I think you were at a fake Home Depot.
No, it was the real deal Depot.
Oh, I wish you would have bought me some because the other mulch seeming you'll get costs like $500 a bag. It's just a joke. It's a joke. Big rock community. Maybe I just need to go rocks.
Big river rock?
Yeah, but do you have to replace those too? The coloring changes or something?
No, the rocks are sturdy.
How does big mulch look itself in the mirror? Knowing they're just, they have us. They have suckers like us and plenty of people listening who have fallen under the spell of big mulch.
You know how they go to sleep at night? Just counting those dollars.
Exactly. On mulch, probably. How did you break from big mulch? Let me know. 249 CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jason has just informed us that he's got his own mulch guy.
Hi. You don't have a mulch guy?
I don't have an on-the-side mulch guy.
I got a guy, Jimmy. My guy, Jimmy. Jimmy's taking care of my mulch needs for a long time.
But he doesn't put it around the yard. He just dumps it in the driveway?
Yeah, the dump truck backs up 10 cubic yards, which is significant.
That's a lot. It's a lot of big mulch.
Giant pile. Yeah. But this $2 a bag mulch, I would be highly concerned that it's like infested.
You heard me. I'm not believing $2
mulch. I want to see the receipt. Do you have the receipt?
Sure, I could find it.
Guy like you.
What do you itemize it for next year? Does he travel around with his receipts?
Feels with someone that frugal, I picture you with like a digital catalog of your receipts, or more likely one of those accordion file systems that you have at home, right?
Or just like a Costanza like wallet, you know? Well,
I bought 5 bags. I only needed 4.5, so I'm going to try to return half a bag.
Come on. What kind of mulch are you getting?
I'm just jealous.
I'm jealous. I think that's what it is.
I'm afraid to go to your house now.
Weren't welcome anyway.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah. Should we try to squeeze in one more?
Sure, why not?
Is this a best of?
This one's fresh. Derby day tomorrow. Excited for the ponies? The massive crowds, celebrities, sort of mixing with the
rabble. Like to go one time.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Jason?
I would love to go.
Yeah. Dressed to the nines. You get the big hats.
Mr. Horse Racing's right over here.
Call it a true and classic American celebration of excess and abundant wealth. It's wonderful.
How many horses have died this week?
Except one little thing. Mint juleps are objectively awful.
Am I wrong?
They don't do much for me.
They're terrible.
It's like an eggnog beverage for me where it sort of is like it's a situational appropriate thing.
But there's no other time during the year.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's too watered down for me. Now, the challenge is I have mint all over my backyard.
Surrounded by mulch?
Because
is that from Jimmy, too? Or?
No, I got a
mint Billy the Mint guy.
It's got a mint guy, too. Yeah. If members of the mob are coming by.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, I got your mint. Your mint right here.
Hey, I'm Tommy Oregano. Where you want me to put this down?
Dave the Bush guy's here.
I planted one mint plant, and it currently covers the entire length of the side of my house.
So there's mint juleps for all of the grove tomorrow.
Correct.
Just swing on
for
by
free.
To Jason's for free. We're done. A little canopy, and then Jason will take you home with some Card to Sharks in the mix. Q loves it. I'm not kidding. He loves it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.